This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Nepali New Year 2083 Bikram Sambat begins today with nationwide celebrations. Head of State expresses best wishes to all Nepalis living home and abroad on the occasion. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with members of parliament from Bagmati province on status of development projects and coordination with local governments. Education Ministry directs schools to make scholarship details public, urges local authorities to take action against those who fail to comply with rules. And US-Iran tensions escalate following port blockade. Now the news in detail. The Nepali New Year 2083 Bikram Sambat has begun today with people across the country celebrating the first day of Nepali month Baisakh with enthusiasm. Families, relatives, friends and colleagues are marking the occasion by sharing greetings and spending time together. The day is also being observed as a moment to reflect on the past year and set new goals for the future. Nepalis living abroad are also observing the New Year, continuing cultural traditions despite being away from home. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podel has stressed the need for common national goals and renewed collective commitment to achieve them. In his message on the occasion of New Year 2083 BS today, the President extended best wishes for happiness, peace, prosperity and good health to all Nepalis living home and abroad. The President also stated that recent parliamentary elections have helped move the country out of political uncertainty and led to the formation of a new government with a fresh public mandate. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held discussions with members of the House of Representatives representing Bagmati province. According to the Prime Minister's private secretariat, yesterday's discussion held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar with members of parliament from various political parties elected from Bagmati province focused on status of development projects and coordination with local governments, among other issues. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has directed both private and public schools to publish details of scholarships provided in accordance with the rules, requesting local levels to monitor and facilitate whether private and public schools have updated records of scholarships provided as per the provisions of the Education Act and regulations. The Ministry sent a letter to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration yesterday. According to these provisions, schools are required to provide scholarships equivalent to 10% of their total student population. As stated in the Compulsory and Free Education Act 2018, private investment schools and schools operated under public educational trust must reserve seats to provide free education to a specified number of students based on total enrollment. In line with these provisions, the Ministry has urged all schools to immediately update this list of students selected through the prescribed process who are receiving scholarships. Chairperson of the Public Service Commission, Madhav Prasad Regmi, has said that it is essential to ensure uniformity and quality in the working procedures of all commissions. Addressing the declaration publicization program of the 6th National Conference of Public Service Commissions, which concluded in Pokhara yesterday, Chairperson Regmi emphasized that since employees selected by the commissions are carriers of administrative effectiveness, even a small error in the selection process can have long-term impact on the state and therefore utmost resilience is necessary. At the conference, head of the commissions from all 7 provinces highlighted the relevance of the national conference and shared their respective commissions' efforts and activities to ensure free, fair, impartial and credible recruitment for provincial and local government positions. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Aryal, has held discussions with former speakers on parliamentary practices and systems. Speaker Aryal, who was elected Speaker on 5th April, met yesterday with former Speakers Devraj Khimire and Agni Prasad Sapkota. According to the Speaker's Secretariat, discussions covered Nepal's parliamentary practices, past experiences, the effective functioning of the federal parliament, and strengthening the legislative process. Meanwhile, Speaker Aryal also inquired about the construction work of the parliament building and held discussion with the employees of the Ministry of Urban Development and representative of the construction company yesterday and has directed to complete the work on time. In the meantime, resident representative of the United Nations Development Programme UNDP in Nepal, Kyoko Yokosuka, paid a courtesy call on Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal at the latter's office in Singatharbar yesterday. According to the Speaker's Secretariat, during the meeting, Speaker Aryal shared his special interest in the digitalization of the parliamentary process and affairs and of an e-parliament, while sharing that preparations are underway to move the parliament toward a paperless system. UNDP resident representative Yokosuka expressed interest in expanding cooperation in the areas of capacity development of parliamentarians, women's empowerment and advancement of marginalized communities, including her readiness to provide assistance through the creation of a digital parliament. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has said the 9th Indian Ocean Conference has provided Nepal an important opportunity to strengthen diplomatic, economic and strategic relations. Speaking at press meet in Trivuvan International Airport upon his return from Mauritius yesterday, the minister said Nepal emphasized rules-based maritime governance, climate action and sustainable development during the conference. Minister Khanal also highlighted the concerns of landlocked countries, stressing the need for regional cooperation to expand maritime access. On the sidelines, he held bilateral meetings with foreign ministers of several countries, expressing confidence that these engagements would further enhance Nepal's relations. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has proposed enhanced cooperation with China to control cross-border crimes. According to Home Minister's Secretariat, during a meeting at Singatharbar with Chinese Ambassador Zhang Maoming yesterday, Minister Gurung sought support in strengthening coordination and capacity of Nepal's security agencies. The Chinese side responded positively and expressed commitment to cooperation. Minister Gurung also called for timely completion of Chinese-assisted projects in Nepal and requested support for a cross-border railway and facilitation of bilateral trade. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has initiated efforts to make internet services more convenient, faster and hassle-free in Singatharbar, the main administrative center of the federal government and its premises. The ministry also directed the Integrated Data Management Center, the Internet Infrastructure Authority in the Singatharbar area. During discussions, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timilsina, instructed the head of the center, Manish Patrai, to strengthen and improve IT infrastructure in Singatharbar and nearby government offices. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives Ruby Kumari Thakur has assumed her office from yesterday. Elected to this position in the House of Representatives meeting on the 10th of April, Thakur took charge of her office in Singatharbar. Deputy Speaker Thakur called on Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal for the first formal meeting yesterday itself. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has begun a blockade of Iran's ports, escalating tensions in the region. The BBC has quoted US President Donald Trump as saying the move took effect today and claimed Iran is seeking a deal. He also warned that any Iranian vessels approaching the blockade would face immediate action. Vice President J.D. Vance accused Iran of disrupting maritime traffic, calling it an act of economic terrorism. Iran has rejected the pressure. Its parliamentary leadership stated the country would not surrender under threats. The UK maritime trade operations had advised ships in the region to remain cautious due to increased military presence and possible inspections. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly region of Kosi province as well as in the Himalayan regions of the country. The division has also forecasted partly cloudy weather in the remaining hilly region and mainly fair weather in the Tarai region of the country today. With the partial influence of westerly and local winds, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of the country and at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali New Year 2083 Bikram Sambat begins today with nationwide celebrations. Head of State expresses best wishes to all Nepalis living home and abroad on the occasion. Prime Minister Balindra Shah holds discussions with members of parliament from Bagmati province on status of development projects and coordination with local governments. Education Ministry directs schools to make scholarship details public, urges local authorities to take action against who fail to comply with rules. And US-Iran tensions escalate following port blockade. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.